Hello, guys.
Welcome to my 500 followers special, which is also a kind of birthday special. It's not my birthday when I'm recording this, but when you listen to it on October 16th, it is my birthday. So if you want to say happy birthday to me in the comments, that'd be really sweet. About like a month and a half ago, I posted on Twitter and I was like, ugh. Imagine getting 500 followers by my birthday. It's like so crazy, right? So crazy. But it happened, and I'm genuinely so shocked, first and foremost, but also like super fucking grateful. When I started this in March, I expected to like write a few scripts just for funsies, shits and giggles. And then I didn't think they would do well. But like, it was just for fun, just to see, try something new with my writing, and that would be that. But it sort of spiraled into me doing this VA thing and collabing with people on scripts, and it's been a lot of fun, and it's been a roller coaster of emotions and just like dealing with insecurities. But like, I was gonna have those insecurities anyway, so I don't. Like, some things are triggered by doing the NSFW stuff, but it's, like, nothing super bad that it's worth, like, quitting. Like, I might take a break here and there, but it's not any more damaging to my mental health than any other things I do in real life. So, all in all, I've been having a lot of fun. And so, I've always been super transparent, or at least I try to be, obviously, with discretion and keeping my anonymity. I'm not editing this. About like my real life self, obviously, but you know, I post pictures and I talk to you guys in the comments because like I want you to know that I'm a real person. I'm not just, you know, a slutty voice on the internet. So of course, ask me anything for my 500 follower birthday special. It felt appropriate so that you guys could be as nosy as I am, because I don't know, I just love getting to know people. Even though I'm a self-proclaimed introvert, I've been cursed with decent social skills, so I always like end up talking to people for a lot longer than I think I would when I'm like meeting new people, and I tend to get along with people pretty well. So yeah, I think this would be a lot of fun. You guys sent a lot of questions, and so of course this is a not safe for work audio, so I do have full transparency. I have an anal plug in now, which was gifted to me by one of you lovely folks, and I have a vibrator in my pussy, which I am going to start. I'm going to turn it on. And it'll be on low for the duration of the safe for work portion of these questions. Full disclosure though, I did have a bit of fun in the shower earlier, so I'm already a little sensitive. And then plus the butt plug, it's feeling very full already. So enjoy the sound of me trying to answer these questions while I am probably going to be edged. I am going to get through all these questions, but the challenge is that I'm not allowed to come until I answer all of them. So you'll hear me slowly start to deteriorate over the course of this audio, which I'm sorry in advance. I don't know how long this is going to be. I am a certified yapper. So I hope I don't get too sidetracked answering your questions. But I am answering every single question that I was asked, because it'd be rude not to. So I'm going to start off with the non-questions. You guys just used this form as an opportunity to tell me things. I don't really want to know anything. I just want to remind you that you're awesome, blah, blah, blah. I don't need to read the whole thing. That's between me and whoever sent it. But yeah, a few of you said things like that and just used this form as an opportunity to be absolute fucking sweethearts. Someone said they followed me since my first ramble like 6 months ago, which is fucking crazy. And if you've been around that long, you should totally let me know, because I appreciate it. And if you just found me, like, recently, welcome to my shit show. So yes, let's get started with safer work questions, because some of you actually had innocent things to know. Again, starting with these really fucking nice. Why are you so fucking hot? How are you such a vision of beauty? Do you know how beautiful you are? You guys are absolutely insane. I go back and forth with my confidence a lot. Like, I've become more photogenic just by, like, following TikToks and pretty much teaching myself how to be comfortable in front of a camera, because I used to have, like, this dead smile that, like, never reached my eyes because I hated taking pictures for so long. And so I sort of just started following this, like, fake it till you make it mentality, just sort of forcing myself to get in front of a camera and just, like, let it rock, like, constantly. I think doing a video helps, because then I could just, like, you know, keep moving, and then I'll go through the video and screenshot whichever poses look good. Or when I'm doing, like, a little photo shoot with my friends, I'll tell them, like, just keep hitting the fucking button, like, don't stop taking pictures. And then you'll go through and find something that feels more authentic, like, my smile, like, finally reaches my eyes, because I'm just, like, moving and not focusing on, like, you know, just solid stand there, take a picture. And so from forcing myself to be more photogenic, I've also built a lot of confidence, sort of just forcing myself to think of myself as hot. And so if you, like, why are you so fucking hot? I don't think that I am, honestly, like, most of the time. But I think if I had to answer why I'm such a vision of beauty, as someone put it, I think just because I force myself to be. I force myself to think of myself in that way. And I guess sometimes it shows when you're, you know, pretending. And by the way, some of you guys asked similar questions, so if you did, I'm going to, like, lump them in together and answer it as, like, one. Next question. What would your best day ever look like? Scuba diving. I just got certified recently, and I'm sorry if I bring that up multiple times, but, like, I haven't gone in the ocean yet. I've done, like, tank dives, and I did my open water certification in freshwater. So I really want to fucking scuba dive, like, in the open ocean, which I'm actually planning a trip next year to do some scuba diving with some sharks. So that'll be fucking exciting. But my best day ever, like, for a full day, you know, sleep in somewhere beautiful. Believe it or not, I'm not crazy about the beach, mostly because I grew up by, like, shitty beaches, gross, dirty ones. So I'm not a big beach person. I'm more of, like, a put me on a boat, get me out in the middle of the water kind of person. So yeah, just, like, being in the water, take me on a nice boat ride. And then let's go scuba diving. Or my partner is not certified, so, like, he could do some snorkeling and I'll do some scuba. But yeah, that'd be a fucking great day. What's my comfort food? And I'm sorry if I bring up my partner a lot, because I've been with him for, like, almost a decade at this point, so a lot of my life includes him. My comfort food, one of them is this Russian dumpling, pelmen. I hope he doesn't hate my pronunciation. But yeah, my partner put me onto that because he's Eastern European. And so that's, like, our go-to, like, comfort food, especially if, like, one of us is sick, we're making that. Probably empanadas, because they're so easy to make. Like, you know, just fried, cheesy, beefy goodness. Yeah, fucking love those. What's my sexuality, if you don't mind me asking? Of course, I don't mind you asking. I'm like somebody who doesn't really believe in TMI, because I am nosy as fuck. And I think asking me my sexuality, I feel like at the very least you guys are obviously not entitled to anything. I don't think that's the right word to use, but it's a fair question to ask when I'm making content like this. I identify as bisexual, which is still weird to say, because I've been in a monogamous relationship with a man for pretty much, like I said, the past decade, and my only other boyfriend before that was also obviously a dude. So I didn't really explore my sexuality until, that's part of the reason I've been doing this, like, Reddit stuff, is to, like, help me explore more of my sexuality. And so my partner's been really supportive of that. And so this past year, meeting other bisexuals and, like, sort of coming to terms with how I feel has been a very fun exploration lately. So yeah, that's how I identify now. I've made too many jokes about wanting to fuck women, and then eventually I was like, okay, I don't think I'm joking anymore. I can only say I want Aubrey Plaza to dom me so many times before I'm like, okay, I'm kind of being serious, aren't I? In that script I did, The Mummy gave me bi panic, 100% a true story. I was like watching that, and Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz could dom me any day, the both of them. Oh fuck, you know, let's just turn that up just for funsies. If you had to choose a scary movie to watch for the rest of your life, what movie would you pick? Hard fucking question, how dare you. I have such a hard time picking favorites, but just right now I fucking love Trick or Treat. It is, like, one of my favorite movies of all time. I love anthologies. I love when multiple stories come together in a movie that are, like, not directly related. I just love that. And I think Trick or Treat does it so well. And the stories, it's not, like, a super scary movie. It's, like, a fun scary movie. And so I think it's a really easy watch. So if I had to pick that movie to watch for the rest of my life, like, easily, I could do it. Oh, shoot. What's your comfort meal? We already talked about that. Favorite song? Like, dude, how am I supposed to answer that? My favorite song, like, at the moment. I can answer at the moment. I can't even answer at the moment. That's so hard. I'll go Greatest Show on Earth by Nightwish. Has sort of been on my mind lately because I traveled to the Galapagos earlier this year, and that song makes, like, a lot of references to evolution and things like that. And it's, I think, a beautifully composed piece. I think it's like 22 minutes long, and Nightwish is fucking amazing, so you should listen to them. Comfort TV show. I don't know why that got me all of a sudden. Favorite TV show? A comfort TV show is, I guess, like a show I could watch. Over the Garden Wall, could watch 1,000 times. It's a mini series, so, like, the whole show takes, like, 2 hours. So that I could watch, like, whenever, but it's also, like, a must watch for the fall. I'm watching Law & Order SVU right now. Like, that's such a good, like, background show. Like, I will watch it when I'm, like, doing homework or, like, just chilling, and fucking love that show. I'm honestly about to just list every show I've ever watched ever. Once Upon a Time is one of my guilty pleasure shows. I love it so much. It's so bad. Favorite color, dark red and black. What are you dressing up for? Dressing up as for Halloween? Literally, shame on me, I don't know yet. But I have a lot of costumes just in my closet already, because I buy shit and then I keep it forever. So at least with Halloween stuff, like, I keep Halloween decorations up all year. Halloween, maybe a vampire. I've always wanted to be a vampire, like, since I was younger, but I was never allowed to have, like, the accessories that went with it. I had, like, you know, a spooky dress and, like, some blood on my face, but I got fangs at Spirit Halloween recently, so I'm excited to use them and do the whole shebang. What's your favorite season? Autumn, obviously. It's my birthday, so, yeah, I don't know if I like, is Halloween my favorite holiday because I was born in October, or was it just serendipity that I was born in October because I fucking love Halloween? Same thing for my favorite season. No bias, but it's fucking amazing. It's like the best weather. I love the colors, just the vibes. I fucking love pumpkin flavored things. Yeah, best season. What's your idea of the perfect date? I love museums. I love history. I'm big on like natural history. I think any natural history museum, wherever you go, is always going to be fun. I'm not really a modern art kind of person. Like, I've gone to the MoMA a couple times and it's just like, okay, I'd rather go to the Met. Yeah, the Met and the Natural History Museum. Those are my two favorites in the city. But yeah, I love anything with, like, you know, interesting artifacts. I love museums because I think it's a perfect balance between, like, doing something but also getting to spend, like, quality time with a person. Because, like, movie dates are fun, but, like, you can't talk during the movie unless you're me, and then I won't stop whispering. Sorry. I'm just, like, I'm a commentary kind of person, which is why I love watching movies at home. If there's people, like, right next to me, I won't do it, or I'll try to keep it to a minimum. But, like, because we'll watch movies at, like, the middle of the day. If there's not a lot of people, then I'm like making commentary the whole time. But like, ideally, you're not supposed to be talking during a movie. So like, it's a good date, but it's not like the best date if you're trying to, like, you know, spend time with that person. So my perfect date would be like, you know, walking around a museum and then getting like a nice lunch or something, or a nice dinner. Cause I fucking love food too. So, walk me around a museum and then let's grab something to eat. like I said, I came earlier, so this is a lot more sensitive than I thought it'd be. Because the toy I'm using right now, it's like a G-spot vibrator, and I don't really come from internal stimulation, unless it's like a really specific position. Like the only time I've come just from penetration was, I was on top and he was like pounding me from underneath me. So yeah, I don't know why that position gets me, but yeah, so I chose this one because I didn't think I would be so affected by it. And cause I usually use this one, just for like long-term like stimulation, like when I'm, like, sometimes I'll be doing homework and I'm just like, okay, let's pop this toy in just to keep me entertained. Sorry, that is the not safe for work portion of this audio. If you had the money to live comfortably for the rest of your life, never needing to work again, but not being flagrantly rich, how would you spend your days? I probably should have added that with that other best day ever question, because if I wasn't flagrantly rich, but I had enough money to live comfortably, scuba diving, just like being out on the ocean, if not scuba diving, then just like, you know, whale watching, just like looking at, you know, nature. I don't drive, but like I want to, because I really want to get into like more like hiking, nature trails and stuff like that, because I do want to spend more time in nature. Like, I've always been a city girl, so I'm not used to, like, nature-y shit. but I used to visit family in, like, Massachusetts, and we would go on, like, hikes and canoeing and shit like that. And I haven't done that in a long time, and I would like to. So, and I really want to travel more. So, scuba diving, but internationally, that's the answer. Favorite shark and why? See, somebody's been paying attention. Because if you follow me on Twitter, I'm always talking about sharks. I did the graduation ceremony, if you've been following me since like May. I did my graduation ceremony for my college because I'm a fall graduate. I'm in my last semester right now. But my school does not do fall graduation. So if you finish your courses in the fall, you can either do the graduation ceremony, the whole walk and all that, the May before you finish classes or the May after. And all my friends were graduating this past May. So I was like, I'd rather walk with my friends and then take these last couple classes than do the classes and then wait 6 months to do the walk and then not have my friends there. So, I'm in my last semester right now. And I'm getting my bachelor's in marine science. So my love and passion is sharks. And so my favorite shark is the tiger shark, because they're freaking beautiful to look at, especially the juveniles, because they have these beautiful, obviously in the name, tiger stripes. And they're much more vivid on juveniles and they fade as they get older. But even the adult sharks are very beautiful. They have really like unique teeth. You couldn't mistake a tiger shark's tooth for anything else. They have a very sharp, like, sideways notch, and their teeth kind of work like a can opener. They have, like, a very powerful bite. Like, their jaw strength is crazy, and that's why they have, like, the most varied diet of any shark, because they eat anything. Like, their nickname is the trash can of the sea, because they've, like, found license plates and pretty much everything in a tiger shark's stomach. And those special teeth help with eating sea turtles, which is, like, they're one of the few sharks, if not the only, that can do that. So, one, the tiger stripes, because I am also a bearer of stripes, stretch marks. And they eat anything, and that's just like me, for real. I'm an adventurous eater. I'll try anything once. Yeah, they're my favorite. What's your preferred cuddling position? I like my person on their back, and I like to be on my side, and I have, like, one leg draped over them, sort of, like, hooked over them. And then I'm, like, on their shoulder, and they have their arm around me. That's, like, the perfect position. If you could hug any person in the world right now, who would be your top five? My partner, obviously. My grandparents. Any person in the world right now. I'm not gonna lie. There's a couple of Twitter mutes that I would absolutely love to hug. And if you're listening to this and you're a Twitter mute, I hope you think it's you. Love you. What sort of intimacy do you enjoy the most? These favorite questions are so hard. I love, like the kind of intimacy you have with someone you like that knows you really well. This is a safe work portion of the audio. So I'll say, like, the kind of intimacy where you know what this other person's thinking, whether it be with, like, your partner or, like, my sibling, my older sister, I think I'm the closest to. And so when we're, like, at family gatherings and we just, like, make the face and you're just, like, you know what that person's thinking. And I do that with my partner as well. Like, we're just, like, very in sync. And it's just, I love that kind of intimacy when you're just, like, in each other's mind. Because then that, like, sort of bleeds into the intimacy you have in other ways. What's your relationship with music like? It's kind of vague. Like, with listening to music, I love listening to music. I love live music. I've gone to, like, probably over 50 concerts by this point. I love concerts. My favorite genre of music is metal. And then in terms of subgenres of metal, I love symphonic metal, melodic death metal, art, melodic metalcore, probably my favorite genres. But I do listen to other genres. Like, I love Spanish music, of course. And rap, but mostly, like, female rap, like Megan Thee Stallion. Ugh, love her. and then my relationship with music in, like, other ways, just to answer any possible interpretation of this question. I play saxophone, and I've been trying to practice a little bit more lately and get back into that. Because I used to a lot more when I was younger, and I want to get back into it. Fuck. It's very tempting to make myself come right now. But. Do you enjoy reading? If so, what genres? I love reading. My love of reading is kind of what got me into doing this, if we're gonna go with, like, the whole snowball effect. I've been reading, like, since I was, like, 2 or 3. Like, I started reading earlier. Not earlier, just early. I don't know when people start reading. I don't know the average age of that. But in my circle, in, like, my elementary school experience, I was, like, one of the first kids in my class to start reading chapter books. I've always loved reading. And so that sort of bled into, like, my love of writing. Did I say that right? Writing. Love writing, love reading. Genres, I love horror. Like, my first, like, few books that I was reading when I was younger, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, and Goosebumps. So fucking love those books when I was younger, and then obviously moving on to, like, Stephen King and other writers. And then lately I've been into smutty fantasy. I'm a book talk girly, as one would say. I'm not active on book talk, but if I had to, like, categorize the kind of books I've been reading, if you know, you know. Fourth Wing, I'm in, like, a little book club with my former college roommates. The girls and I are, we choose, like, my roommate got me into Fourth Wing, and now I had to choose the book for October, and I chose The Serpent and the Wings of Night for all my girlies who know that one. But yeah, I read a lot of genres, like mysteries, thrillers, horror, fantasy. Do I have a favorite number? 16, because that's my birthday. Ideal date. Oh, wait. Ugh, I should have combined that. I knew I had that question again. Yeah, we've gone over ideal date, museum, and dinner. What got you to start making audios? Okay, so we're going to start getting into the not safe for work territory. And I decided that when I got here, I would switch my toy to something that had, I don't know, you might be able to hear my cat in the other room, to something with clit stimulation, just to make this a little bit harder for me. So I'm gonna put this toy in now. While I answer what got me to start making audios, I was doing... Oh my god. Oh, just putting it in is making me fuck. Oh fuck. Okay. I feel ridiculously full right now. Okay. Turn this on. Okay. It's vibrating. Okay. Oh, fuck. So I was doing the scripts, and, like, I've always hated my voice. The thing about me is, like, me hating something about myself doesn't stop me from doing shit. So I've always hated my voice, but I'm good at, like, public speaking, and so whenever we had, like, somebody important visiting my school, my principal would, like, nominate me to be the one to, you know, escort them and do like the interviews or answer the questions about anything. In group projects, you know, anything that involved a PowerPoint presentation, I was doing all the speaking. I was on my college radio for a while. But yeah, like I've never liked my voice. And so, but I would still do things if I thought they were fun. oh my God. Whoa. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. So I was doing the scripts for a while, and yeah, I've never liked my voice, but I was like listening to other audios and I was like, oh, maybe, I don't know, maybe I can learn to like my voice with, oh my God. Oh, sorry, I have to put my, oh fuck, this is hard, you guys. Oh my God, this audio is so long. I'm so sorry. I decided to push myself out of my comfort zone and, I was encouraged by a friend who said that they liked my voice. And so I decided to try doing a ramble fap and it went well, I think. Oh my God. Yeah, so just decided to push myself out of my comfort zone with that one, and I liked how it went, so I kept doing it. Next question. Okay, I kind of want to do what you do, so do you have any advice for a guy who's interested in making audios? Any advice on making scripts? When it comes to making audios, just be yourself. I think authenticity goes a long way in making audios. I think the thing about making audios versus making like traditional porn is, like, the reason I don't find visual mediums to be as stimulating, like, I still like watching regular porn from time to time, but I've been more into the audio thing because most of the time it feels more authentic. Like, it feels like real moans are just so much hotter than fake ones. So just, like, be yourself. And any advice on making scripts? I think, because my method is pure madness, so I don't know how to share that, but I think the best part about making scripts is, like, know what your, like, outline is, sort of, like, what your goal is. I don't think you should try to shoehorn anything in just for the sake of it being there. Like, make sure the story flows well. I think that's the thing that people love most about scripts is, like, it's sort of porn with plot, you know? So just make sure that, like, it doesn't have to be all plot, obviously, but, like, you know, having a good story and, like, reason for why whatever's happening is happening is very fun because it, you know, also allows you to get really creative with the scenario and make it hotter, but also make it your own. Favorite piece of lingerie? I love lace and I love a good, like, I love stockings, so I think thigh-high stockings are probably one of my favorites. And then I have, like, this little teddy dress that's, like, lace on the boobs and then, like, a red satiny material for the dress. I think it's really hot. What do you find appealing in edging? Is it rather the build-up for a more explosive finale or more, like, the feeling itself? Both. Next question. No, I'm kidding. I think the build-up is fun. I think especially for me because I'm on antidepressants that sometimes make it hard for me to come. So sometimes it just becomes accidental edging because it's just so hard to get there. But yeah, I think a little bit when someone else is edging me, it's a little bit fun to have like the denial and make the final explosion like that much more stronger. So yeah, that's the fun part. I think I'm losing my composure and I'm sorry. Why does your hot body make my long rod rock hard? Poor taste on your part. No, I'm kidding. No more self-deprecation, Lynx. That is going to be your 2025 New Year's resolution. Why does my hot body make your long rod rock hard? I don't know. If you're into women, I have a womanly figure. What is your biggest kink and what experience awakened it in you? I would say like my kinkiest kink is maybe somnophilia. That's like the sleeping kink. And what experience awakened it in you? Fan fiction. That's like the first time I experienced it was reading it. But I got my partner into that and it took some convincing on my part because, you know, obviously some people might not be comfortable with the idea of interacting with someone while they're asleep. But and by convincing, I just mean like communication and, you know, talking it out and being like it might seem weird the first time you hear about it because you're like, this person's sleeping, they can't consent. But we had like an important dialogue about like me giving consent for like when I wanted it to happen. Like we were, the first time we did it was at a hotel, and so there was the expectation that when I went to sleep that night that I would want that to happen. So as long as there's like communication, obviously. So yeah, he got more comfortable with it the more we talked about it and planned it so that he knew that it was, you know, fully consensual, and then becoming more of a routine. And like now that we live together, because I was dorming for the past couple of years, so now that we live together, there's more of like a communication of like signals to let him know what nights I want it. The red lace slip permission slip is kind of inspired by our agreement. I don't know if I said that right, but if you read my scripts, you know. But yeah, so I guess that's my kinkiest kink. I need to readjust. Fuck. Which of your toys is your favorite and why? Of your toy collection, which is your favorite and why? So yeah, two people. Oh, fuck. I knocked into my desk. Asked me that question. The Nora is my favorite because it's really good at the internal and clit stimulation. And that was like the first toy that, it was like the first time I squirted was using that toy. What's your favorite position during sex and why? My favorite position during sex, mating press is probably the way to get me to come because I can like, the angle is really good and the position is good for me to like reach my clit and get that stimulation. So that's like my favorite to orgasm. And then my favorite position to get like fucking pounded is doggy style, but more, not really doggy style, like face down, ass up, pound me into the mattress kind of. That feels really good. Tender and loving or getting railed? Both. Don't ask me that. I can't choose. Is there anything lewd you really want to do but haven't had the opportunity yet? Eat pussy. Have you ever tasted your juices? Have you ever tasted yourself? If so, did you enjoy the experience? Yes, I love tasting myself. I love tasting myself. Just when I'm like masturbating, I'll put my fingers in my mouth after. When he eats me out, I'll kiss him sloppy after. When he fucks me, I will suck the juices off his cock. Yeah, I like the way I taste. Does it turn you on to know people spill loads and loads of cum to your audios and or pics? Do you get off to people stroking and coming to your hot pics? Yes. It turns me on so fucking much when you guys, like, comment or just let me know that you enjoyed my pictures or my audios or whatever. If you tell me that you get off to me, like, I find that so fucking hot. And so, like, whoever asked this question, like, in the way you phrased it, like, people spill loads and loads of cum to your audios and pics. Hot. I'm, like, such a cum slut. Like, if I'm, like, watching porn, the few times I'm, like, looking up porn instead of just having it come across my feed and Twitter, it's, like, a lot of, like, solo stuff. Like, male solo, like, cum shots. Huge cum slut. So next question, have you ever thought about cum tributes, like as a form of compliment, as ropes and ropes of cum are shot on pictures of you for you? I've had someone do that before. Yeah, feel free. I'm like more open in my DMs. Like, I don't find things offensive. Just don't like be entitled to a response. Like, if you want to send me a picture of you coming all over my picture, cool. I don't care. I don't mind. Like, I might find it hot. I might not. Like, whatever. I'm neutral about it. Like, feel free if you want. If you, like, I find it flattering. You might not get a response out of me because I'm busy and I don't have time to, you know, stroke the ego of every man in my DMs. But, like, if you want to, feel free. Oh, God, my DMs are going to be a fucking mess after this. My greatest sexual achievement, I think squirting, like unlocking that part of myself and realizing just like how far I could push myself with my orgasms. And I think just appreciating my body more. And like, my partner and I were virgins when we got together because we met in like high school. So a lot of my sexual exploration, like pretty much 100% of it has been with him, and it's like lovely to see how our sexual relationship has evolved over the course of our relationship, because like everything we've learned together. And so pretty much every time it just gets better and better for us. And so part of that was like this past year building confidence about like my body and just learning more about like what I want and learning how to communicate what I want by experience, by doing these audios, by listening to audios and learning things from other people on the internet, has been a huge achievement for me in terms of getting the strongest orgasms and making sex more fun for the both of us. When you're giving a blowjob, what's your favorite position to do it in? Laying down in bed. I just love like laying between his legs and doing whatever I want to him. Like, I can take it slow, or I can ask him to, you know, push my head down and use me like a fuck toy. Assuming same levels of foreplay beforehand, which position is your go-to? This will make me come hard position. I said mating press. Yeah, that's especially because I have a huge breeding kink. So if you're like, you know, we're in mating press and you're like fucking pounding into me while I'm rubbing my clit telling me that you're gonna come in me is just so fucking hot. Biggest thing you've ever put inside you? I have a normal 6-inch dildo, pretty much the same size as my partner. And he can double penetrate me with himself. yeah, that's probably the biggest thing. I don't have a lot of sex toys. The ones I do have are mostly like G-spot and like clit stuff, so not super big in terms of inserting. And if you want me to put bigger things in me, then check my throne, because I do have lots of fun toys. And any toys I get, not even just on throne, any new toys I get, I will make an audio of me trying it out. So there's that. Yeah, that's the biggest thing I put inside me yet. Just standard 6-inch dildo and my partner. audio describing the best sex you ever had. I will do that at some point. I read this and took your recommendation, so I've been sort of thinking about that. I'm so distracted by this toy. Honestly, like, I'm glad I put a towel down because I'm definitely going to squirt when I come because I fucking feel it building up already. Audio describing... Oh, wait, I already did that. Fuck. When you come, do you cream squirt or simply get really wet? It depends. Like, it's not the same thing every time. I do get really wet, like, pretty much every time. But sometimes I squirt, sometimes I don't. It takes a lot to get me to squirt. May I claim your womb and make you my wife? Taken. We can fuck around on the internet, but my womb is taken. Thank you very much. If you had to choose one hole to be fucked for the rest of your life and the other two never get filled with cock again, which hole would you choose? Pussy, of course. It's my favorite way to get fucked. I have a massive breeding kink and there's no way I could give that up. It just feels the best. It's what my body was made for, you know? And lucky for me, that is the last of the questions. And this audio is quite long. So now for the finale. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna turn up this toy. Holy shit. Fucking hell. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh fuck, this is not gonna take long at all. Oh, oh my god. So, thank you guys for 500 followers and for making me feel so fucking special. Not just on my birthday, but every day that I'm, you know, on this app and on Twitter talking to you guys. And just making content for you to enjoy in any way. More for female content is coming because I've been exploring that aspect of myself a lot lately. I just really want... I've had heavy scissoring thoughts on the mind. And I just really want a pretty girl to... to taste and to just rub her pussy on mine. And I've also been thinking about how hot it would be to share someone with her. I want to sit on someone's nice thick cock and she can ride his face and me and her will just make out in the middle. That's what I want right now. I want one of you to breed my pussy while I kiss a really pretty girl. Okay. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, oh, fuck, fuck. Oh, oh, my God, yes, 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 fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, fuck. Yes. Oh, oh, fuck. 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 Oh, oh my god, fuck. Oh my god, me. Oh, I put a towel down, but it's fucking soaked. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. fucking legs are shaking. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh. Oh my gosh. Fuck, I made a mess. Oh, fuck. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed me answering your questions. I'm sorry I talk so much. I'll see you soon with more scripts, more audios. I feel like I haven't done an audio in a while, so sorry if I'm rusty. Oh my god. Seriously, my legs are so shaky. Train of thought come to me. Yeah, more content coming soon. Thank you in advance for the birthday wishes. 'Cause I know you guys will say something when you hear this audio, if you hear it on the day it came out. 'Cause you guys are all so sweet, and you've been so sweet to me, and I really do appreciate it so fucking much. I don't take any of your attention for granted. And again, I'm sorry if, like I can't go through all my DMs. It's just a lot. I'm a very busy girl. You know, woman in STEM and all that. But seriously, I appreciate you all so much. And I will see you soon. Bye.